sempre baccalare del mare bene. Se ci picchia bande se è baccalare picchia me.
Oh mamma, sono baccalare. Oh mamma. Louis Prima, boy, was he a lot of fun. Louis Prima, Keely Smith. Hey, you want to see something hot, man? Go on to YouTube and look up Louis Prima and Sam Butera. And Sam Butera doing Night Train. Wow, he was some saxophone cat. So what Louis Prima did, he took the old standards and actually turned them into jazz of the day, you know, the old Italian standards and a lot of others as well. So he was a lot of fun, a lot of style, a lot of grace, and a lot of boogie. Matter of fact, he did a great song called Brooklyn Boogie. Yeah, that's before, you know, before Brooklyn came back and boogied again. So this is Gerald Celente, and that's Trends This Week. Thanks for tuning in. A lot going on, a lot going on. And, of course, last night was another round of the presidential reality show. Brought to you by Fox. So again, anybody, you know, over 6 years old could see the deal here. Democracy is dead. The elections are being run by the corporations. And as Gary Null and others and myself keep repeating over and over again, is that six corporations own over 90% of all of the media in the USSA, thanks to Bill Clinton for deregulating the Federal Communications Act. Ah, Bill Clinton, and now we got Hillary in the wings. One, again, I'm a political atheist. I won't vote for anybody out there that's running in either of the major parties. But anyway, going back to the presidential reality show, it's being run by corporations. The debates are being run by corporations. It's right in front of our face. And they're prostitutes, as I call them. I mean, you want to call the network's media, it's like calling a brothel a whorehouse a brothel, because that's all it is. And the prostitutes get paid by their John to say and do what they're told. So in looking at last night's debates, it's quite interesting even to see how it opened up. And you had Neil Cavuto saying, and first this guy Baker, who writes for the Wall Street Journal, Jerome Baker, said, tonight's rules are simple. Up to 90 seconds for each answer, 1 minute for each follow-up response. That's 60 seconds, right? And if a candidate goes over their allotted time, you will hear this. And a bell goes off. And then Cavuto comes in. It sounds like a game show, but it's not. Sorry, Neely. It is a game show. It's the presidential reality show. 90 seconds to answer a question about war or peace, about the economy. And you see the way they're all lined up there. You know, it's beat the clock. And the lies and hypocrisy being brought out by the media and repeated over and over again. I don't know if it was Goebbels, Hitler, or whoever it was, but, you know, something to the effect that if you say a lie over and over again, you know, people start believing it as the truth. And that's the words to that effect. And when they started talking about what was going on, you know, who's going to do what as commander-in-chief. And again, just to make this straight, commander-in-chief, there's not a guy up there that's a fighter, a warrior. They're all little boys and girls. Let's call it even, because we're going to get into that, too. Because I'm tired of hearing this, you know. Oh, if only women were in charge, everything would be nice. Oh, they love peace more than men. It's not a gender issue. It's not a race issue. It's not about color, creed, or religion. None of that. People are people, regardless of where they come from, what they look like, or whether a male, female, transgender, or a mermaid. I'm tired of this. And I'm going to go into it to show the hypocrisy of it and how it's being sold. So it begins, of course, with Maria Bartiromo asking questions about you know, what would you do if you're in charge? And starts off with this guy, Carson, who, of course, now, you know, he's being charged with making up stories. Yeah, what a... No kidding. Which of them don't? He goes on to say, we should have a no-fly zone in Syria. Okay, let's stop at that, Benny boy. Yeah, Benny boy, another guy. Another guy talks tough, you know, bip. Never served a day in his life. We should have a no-fly zone in Syria? That's a sovereign country. Who are you to say we should have a no-fly zone there? Whatever happened to Congress, the sellout Congress, that under the Constitution is supposed to vote whether or not to go to war? But no, no, hey, I'm the commander and chief to be. We should have a no-fly zone. We should have support for the remnants of the Syrian Free Army. Hey, folks, what does the Syrian Free Army look like, folks? But they keep putting out this baloney, man, and selling it, and the prostitutes keep repeating it. And create safe zones. Okay, Benny. If you want to deal with 4 million refugees that are leaving Syria because of the devastation there, okay, let's stop right there. Because of the devastation there? Hey, Ben. Hey, BS Ben. Oh, yeah, you didn't get awarded a scholarship to West Point. You just made that story up. The facts are in your book. You lied about it. Oh, I said I was offered one. That's not what you said in your book, BS Benny. Yeah, and he goes on. Did I ever tell you I was in that knife fight stabbing him? Hey, none of his friends knew about that one. I hit the guy in a buckle and it saved his life. Yeah, sure, Ben. Yeah, and then I found Jesus. These guys make me sick. And now I'm just a peace-loving guy, but what we should do is have a no-fly zone. So what Jesus are you talking about? All you talk about is more war. But he goes on, again, the lie of this, if you want to deal with 4 million refugees, go back to Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Assad has to go. Go back to the facts of we the people giving all that money, $500 million to train rebels with a cause, then he only trained a handful of them, and all the armaments that we're giving them. That's why the people are leaving, and who are we behind? Oh, they keep talking about our Saudi friends. Oh, yeah, the beheaders-in-chief, 180 already this year, and we still got a couple of months to go, way ahead of ISIS on public beheadings. Yeah. That's who caused the 4 million refugees. Them in the Arab League. It's a Shia-Sunni fight that's been going on. And again, if anybody has a brain, they go back and look what happened after World War I, the most avoidable war other than the other wars that followed, that destroyed a war against the Ottoman Empire. And they carved up these joints and they've been in turmoil since. And people forget that the French were colonizing Syria basically from the end of World War I to the end of World War II. So here these clowns are talking about, you know, devastation there. He goes on, while American leadership, without American leadership, every other country in the neighborhood, and you didn't get out of Detroit, Ben? What neighborhood? How about sovereign nations? Could you say that? Begins to change their priorities. It's tragic that you see Iraq and other countries now talking to Russia. How about it's tragic what the United States did to Iraq? How about it's tragic that we murdered over 1 million people based on lies? And you know, the new book came out by George Senior. Yeah, telling how Dick Cheney really ran the White House. And his poor boy, you know, Georgie boy, his son, you know, didn't, you know, he was influenced by him. So you can see how they distort the past and don't have a clue about the future. It wasn't that long ago that Russia had no influence in that region at all. And so the United States needs to lead across the board. End quote. So here's the lie coming from the prostitutes. This is from Maria Bartiromo. And they're all men, women, you know, prostitutes come in all genders. So I'm not singling her out. I'm just saying this is, I began this with Neil Cavuto saying it wasn't a game show, and it is. She goes on to say, asking the question to Trump, now Russia has invaded Ukraine and has put troops in Syria. Stop. Russia has not invaded Ukraine, Miss Bartiromo. Go to YouTube. Type in Victoria Nuland, N-U-L-A-N-D, Assistant Secretary of State. December 2013 at the National Press Club, having just returned from Ukraine. She was out there passing around cookies to the protesters, her and Jeffrey Pyatt, our ambassador to Ukraine, with the Maidan protests were going on. Could you imagine if a Russian was out here passing out cookies with Americans who were protesting something? Anyway, she makes it 100% clear that the future of Ukraine is to follow the path set forth by the International Monetary Fund. Because the democratically elected president of Ukraine, Yanukovych, had turned away that deal and made a better deal with Russia. Remember, Russia was part of, Ukraine was part of Russia for a long time until Khrushchev, who was Ukrainian, gave them their independence when it was part of the Soviet Empire. But anyway, and then you go into February of 2014 and listen to her on the cell phone talking to Pyatt about how they're going to put in their favorite little boy, Yats, and replace Yanukovych. And she says, yes, Pyatt asks her about what about the EU, the European Union. And she says, F you. I can't say the word on the air because I'm not an assistant secretary. They could only use that kind of language. But I'll abbreviate it, F-U, to the EU, she said. So when Maria Bartiromo says that now Russia has invaded Ukraine, she's either lying or selling propaganda or just ignorant. Your choice. You call it what it is. And that's the way the debates went on. One guy talking tough after another. The only one of any moderation was Rand Paul. And here's Carly Fiorina going on after Trump. One of the reasons I wouldn't be talking to Vladimir Putin right now is because we are speaking to him from a position of weakness brought on by this administration. Position of weakness, huh? I wouldn't talk to him for a while, but I would do this. I would start rebuilding the Sixth Fleet right under his nose. Wow, she must be like Rosie the Riveter. Rebuilding that Sixth Fleet. You're going to do it on your own? Oh, you want our money to do it, huh? To go on to fulfill your psycho trip? A bigger Sixth Fleet, I says. I'm a military exploit. They make up this baloney. And people swallow it. Rebuilding the military. Oh, yeah, we don't spend enough on the military. I say we need a bigger military budget. Yeah, as our country goes down the tubes. And remember, Occupy Peace. You go to our website, occupypeace.com.us, rather, occupypeace.us, and you see what we're doing for peace. And she's saying to build the military. And, of course, Gary Null is there. Ralph Nader. Cindy Sheehan, a real brave woman, and Dr. Robert Thurman. The missile defense program in Poland, right under his nose, she'd rebuild it. Right under his nose. So she's going to rebuild a 6th fleet right under his nose, and the defense program in Poland right under his nose. Boy, she's going to be busy, mon ami. I would conduct very aggressive military exercises in the Baltic states. So he would understand we would protect our allies. If only the women were in charge. Peace and love. How about that for some militaristic, huh? And don't forget Hillary Clinton. That's right. Look her up on YouTube. After she's doing an interview on CBS. And they asked her how she felt when they heard Gaddafi was dead. And she said, "We came. We saw. He died." Yeah, it's not about men or women. It's not about black or white. It's not about transgenders. It's about people. It's not about Arabs, Italians, Irish, English, Germans, Russians. It's about people. And people of morality come in all races, creeds, and colors. And people of immorality come in all races, creeds, and colors. But this is going to be sold as a gender election. And Hillary Clinton is leading the charge, and that's why when you go back to our Spring Trends Journal, we forecast that she will be the next president of the United States because she's going to play the gender card, and more women vote than men. And they're going to forget what kind of war hawk she is. Remember, it was her, Samantha Powers, and Susan Rice that called for the overthrow of Gaddafi. And again, go on YouTube, you could hear her cackling away at the joy that the guy was murdered, who kept that country stable. Wasn't our trip. How about fixing Detroit? Been down to Camden lately? I know Gary Null has. Hey, how about you been up to Syracuse? How about Utica? You don't have to go too far. Been to Trenton? And you're going to fix another country? Who are these people kidding? A lot of people, because they'll vote for them. She goes on, and I might also, this is Carly Fiorina, and I might also put a few more thousand troops in Germany to make sure that Putin understands that the United States of America will stand with our allies. Okay, we're going to stand with our allies. Let's get this straight, Carly. The United States can't beat a bunch of guys in Afghanistan with rifles. They destroyed Iraq and now we're back. The military has not won a war since World War II, and you're going to beat the Russians, huh? Oh yeah, Napoleon couldn't do it. Hitler launched the largest military offensive in world history and he couldn't pull it off. Hey, but you're going to pull it off. All these tough people, and when they talk about the we is never them or their kids. It's the poorer kids, the people looking for jobs because they can't find one and join the military. That's the we she talks about. And she goes on. That is why Governor Bush is correct. We must have a no-fly zone in Syria because Russia cannot tell the United States of America where and when to fly our planes. Hey, Carly. Russia was invited into Syria by the president of Syria, Assad, who was elected in June of 2014 under election monitored by international organizations that found it to be free and open. It's a sovereign nation. America has no right to be there. It's in violation of our Constitution that we are invading another country and Congress has not voted on it. There's not even the War Powers Act is put into place. And she goes on. We also have a set of allies. In the Arab Middle East that know that ISIS is their fight. Oh, our allies. Yeah, the United Arab Emirates. That democracy over there. How about Saudi Arabia? And, you know, it's a king. The king became a king because a princess kissed a frog and the king became a king. You remember, this is a Sunni-Shia war going on since what? The death of the Prophet Muhammad. They have asked us specifically over and over again to support them. The Egyptians are asking us to share intelligence, which we are not. I will. The Kurds have been asking us to arm them for 3 years. We are not. I would. Boy, she's busy. She's going to be arming the Kurds, rebuilding the Sixth Fleet under Putin's nose, rebuilding the missile defense system in Poland right under his nose. And by the way, when she talks about the Kurds, the Turks are fighting with the Kurds. Americans are supporting the Kurds to fight to overthrow Assad. So you can see it's just more of the same but worse. And the bell's ringing now. They're telling her her time is over. And she goes on to say, the Egyptians, the Saudis, the Kuwaitis, the Bahrainians, the Emirati, the Kurds, all these, I know, by the way, understand ISIS is their fight. But they must see leadership support and resolve from the United States of America. So more war, every one of them goes on, cheering the crowd, everybody loves it. Again, the only one that I respected in this, on the war end, is Rand Paul. And they call him an isolationist. And how about a non-interventionist? And the other interesting thing was Ted Cruz, again, you know, tells his father leaving Cuba and on, but about talking about the IMF and how the dollar should be backed by gold, which I totally agree with on him on that one. So that was basically it in the presidential reality show, and that's all it is. And of course, when you see how low the bar is gone, could you imagine President Dwight D. Eisenhower as a host on Saturday Night Live and then bragging about how good he was at it, as Donald Trump did? So the whole thing has turned into a circus. And again, we called it the presidential reality show back in, it was the cover story in spring, and that was even before Donald Trump got into the race. So there you have it on that front. On the economic front, we just heard the OECD, the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development, yesterday, downgrade global growth, and they're talking about a global recession. So we believe that could happen as well, and that's one of our trends. So it seems like they're on the trend line with us. And I'm mentioning that because when all else fails, they take you to war. And I'm afraid that's where we're going. And we, of course, we have the choice. We either could spend more on wars or embrace the morality of peace. But the media never talks about peace. Peace isn't a prostitute word. They don't like that. They like to beat those war drums. Remember, the New York Times told a lie about Saddam Hussein bringing in these aluminum tubes that Cheney spilled the beans on, saying, you know, feeding the line in, that they were going to, these are things that you're going to use in the early stages of building nuclear weapons. And they repeated it as it was the truth. But they never talk about peace. And the other thing that people fail to realize, it's not a catchphrase, with peace comes prosperity. It's a fact. So while most of the Democrats, well, with the exception of Rand Paul talking about a bigger military and getting tougher, what they're not talking about is reusing that money that's being squandered on waste and murder, and using it to develop a nation and bring it back to our place when it was a land of opportunity. And again, you saw the numbers that came out a few weeks ago, that over 50% of the people in the United States are earning less than $30,000 a year in median household income. Median household income is below 1999 levels. So the choice is ours. There's nobody behind the curtain other than an old man and a dog. It's the Wizard of Oz. And when you read Bush's comments, Senior Bush's comments about Dick Cheney, and see the power that Cheney had, and you can see it's what you see is what it is, and people want to believe there's an Illuminati and a other people behind the scenes calling the shots. It's not. And of course, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the former Assistant Treasury Secretary under Ronald Reagan, and a contributor to the Trends Journal, has a great article in it coming up as well. Trends Journal will be out next week. And he was there. He was in the White House. And I keep asking him over and over. Nobody else there but the people he sees. So that's it. Those are the people making the decisions. Are they getting pressure from other people? Well, to some extent. But they're the ones calling the shots. So, that's where we are now. And I understand Luann is going to be with us soon, talking about our retreat coming up in January, January 10th to 16th in Naples, Florida. Prepare for 2016. We're going to give you the trends coming ahead and and how you can profit from them and have an experience that you have never had before. So here's Luann.
Hello, Gerald. At first, I want to congratulate you on your program. I know you're gaining a lot of listenership. It's a show that we've been wanting to have for a long time. So thank you for being there. And also thank you for having me today and asking me to help with coordinating this retreat. I've done many retreats before. And as some of your audience may know, I've been a nurse for 38 years and studying the field of integrative and alternative medicine while working with some of the more progressive minds. I've been a big fan of yours for a long time as well. So what I listen to, what I hear, especially from the Trends Journal and from your show, is that even though we've been conditioned to be subservient and passive and just do what we're told, the group of people that we're talking about here that are going to be at this retreat are going to be people that not only want to get information, but they're really ready to actualize the positive changes. Because even though it sounds like we're falling into an abyss as a country, if you listen to you and Gary and other progressive minds, we know that there are positive things that we can do to influence the direction of what's going to happen. So this is going to be a forum unlike any that I've been a part of before. This is a very, very unique opportunity for people to join like-minded people and develop an individual and a group strength. Because one of the things I find, Gerald, that's missing a lot is people are not strong and resilient other than their mental information. They get that phenomenal information, they're excited about it, but then you look at them physically, you look at them emotionally, and you look at their environment. And unless you create a balance between all four of those, you're not going to really be in the best position to manifest your own greatness in the face of all of this chaos going on around us. And that's what this retreat is going to be about. We're going to talk about how we can become sustainable individually and as a group. We're going to talk about what healthy activism is and what unhealthy activism is. People that just use their activism to just spew their anger and grandstand to get attention. It's a whole different ball of wax when you're talking about people that stand up for what's right while being responsible. So we're going to be talking about all that. We're going to have some of the greatest minds coming together in 1 week. And each day we're going to have anywhere from 2 to 3 lectures going on. And if this is of interest to anyone, this is the time to call because it's going to fill up very, very quickly. And The number to call if people are interested in getting information or registering for this retreat is 845-331-3500, extension 103. That's 845-331-3500, extension 103. And I wanted to just run through some of the things that were the activities of what we're going to be doing all day, because that's what people really want to know. So you're going to be there every day. You're going to have phenomenal guest lecturers talking about what the year is going to look like. But we'll also be having yoga classes and meditation classes. One of the most important things when you're an activist and when you're working on a whole different level than the rest of the population that's just been programmed like a bunch of robots is every day you ground your energy. So you get rid of all the frivolous input that we put into our heads all day, all the distractions, and you learn to totally and utterly relax your body. It's just as important as exercising. We're going to have self-empowerment classes. We're going to have exercise classes. There's going to be power walking. There's a pool, and this is going to be in January. It'll be a little bit cool, but there are some very warm days in South Florida in January. There's a full gym. There's going to be a personal trainer there for people. And this isn't just for people that want to bulk up. It's for everybody. We individualize your exercise program. So if you're someone who's menopausal or andropausal and you want to lose a little weight, we work with that. If you're someone who's into sports and you want to, you know, you want to get an edge, you want to get speed, we'll work with that. So we have people, we have support for every different type of exercise need. The most exciting thing for people is going to be the food. Now, most people have never heard the word gourmet vegan. It's kind of like an oxymoron. Does that really make sense? Gourmet and vegan, is that possible? Yeah. We have gourmet vegan chefs coming down. We have a full banquet every single day. You'll never be hungry. People are going to have the opportunity to experience what we grow from the earth and make into these delicious meals with the most wonderful spices and the presentation. It's something out of a book. So if you're ready to have mouth-watering meals every day, having juices, some people are going to have juices for the first time in their life, and that's fine. We make them delicious. It's not like you just mowed your lawn and blended it up. Nuh-uh. It's absolutely delicious cuisine, delicious juices. We have guilt-free desserts. That's another oxymoron, because is that possible? Absolutely. So I'll be there, and I do help counseling on people if they're interested in having that. And again, the number to call if you're interested in coming to this once-in-a-lifetime retreat, the number to call is 845-331-3500, extension 103, 845-331-3500, extension 103, and you can give and get some information there. So, Gerald, any comments?
Well, first of all, I can't wait to be there. You're making it sound as it is what it really is. It's not like nothing like it. And tell us a little bit about what the grounds are like.
Well, people have described them as, I have no words. You have formal gardens all over the site, all over the event site. There's a bamboo garden. There's about 10 different types of meditation gardens. There are vines. There are fountains. It's exquisite. I've learned, Gerald, that when you're surrounded by beauty, it has a calming effect. But it also has a mind-opening effect. You feel so much more connected to that is around you, and you have a deeper appreciation for helping to make this planet a better place environmentally because you got here. So when you have a toxin-free environment, it gives you an opportunity to pause. And the things that we teach you, you're going to be able to bring them home with you. It's not like you're going to go to one of these retreats and go all rah-rah and then go home and go, okay, what do I do first? You're going to have all the tools you need to integrate what we're doing with you, and that's going to make you stronger and more resilient. By the way, there are going to be birds. There are beautiful aviaries, from everything from the largest parrots you can imagine, macaws, down to conures and parakeets and lovebirds. We have these gorgeous peacocks all over the property, all over, walking freely, flying around all day. There's also going to be a petting zoo. And when you look into an animal's eyes and you imagine, this thing has emotions. It has a spirit. You can't imagine wanting to bludgeon it to death so that you can have a piece of meat on your plate. So we're going to have opportunities for people to connect with animals and birds. So it's just a phenomenal place. So not only are you going to be getting the benefit of these outstanding speakers to give you deep insights into what's really happening versus the make-believe media world that you speak so eloquently about, you're going to get real-time information about what's coming and how you can prepare yourself as these changes occur.
I love your passion, passione, and what you really have it. And that's the difference in listening to you and listening to people that just repeat things that they are told to say, or just doing it as a job. You live it and you feel it and you bring it to other people. And that's what this whole conference and this retreat is really about. It's about passion. And as you mentioned, the elements that people need to have in order to move forward in a positive and progressive way. And I know one of the ones you said was to be healthy. To paraphrase what you were saying, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and one other one that you had, you said four things.
Environmentally.
And that brings it back to what you said about beauty. And beauty does not lie in the eyes of the beholder. To me, beauty lies in the behavior, in the sense that when you're surrounded by beauty, as you were talking about the beauty that we're going to see in Naples, Florida, when people attending Prepare for 2016, it changes who you are. You act differently in a beautiful environment than you do if you're in an environment that has no art, plants, craftsmanship, and quality. So go into a big box store. It's like walking into a large cell storage unit. Or walk into somebody's little shop that they used to have once upon a time before they let the multinationals take over everything. Of course, I say that partially sarcastically, that there are those still beautiful shops that show individuality. But again, it goes back to beauty. And I have to say one thing. If I had one great wish, it would be that de Medicis would come forward, being that it was the royal families of Italy following the Black Plague that killed over 60% of the population, that started giving their billions in terms of dollars today when adjusted for inflation into art. Because art, to me, is the way of finding the true meaning of the human spirit. And art, of course, isn't only in paintings and in craftsmanship. It comes out in many different ways. As you were talking about the art of the wonderful foods that you will be eating as well. It's the beauty of everything. And to me, that's what's missing. When the billionaires start giving money to beauty and style and grace and elegance in everything from food to the way it's presented, it changes the behavior of people. And it also, when you living that and feeling that, then when, you know, we used to have a saying in the Bronx, BS has its own sound. You don't take it. You don't accept it. You only accept higher levels. And that's really the major purpose, as I see it, of this retreat, is that everybody leaves at a higher level so we can make change happen in a positive way. And I just really want to emphasize that when I say it's only one person in charge, and there's just an old man behind the curtain and an old dog like the Wizard of Oz, or a dog. I don't want to. The dog was fine. The old man's another trip. But here's a quote from what's going on with George Bush Sr. and going back and forth now with him coming out about Dick Cheney. And his son's book, A Portrait of George W. Bush, he goes on to say, talking about the Iraq War, they had a Christmas in 2002. Remember, the Iraq War is in March of 2003 at Camp David. He says, I gave Dad an update on our strategy. This is Georgie boy talking to his father. We did talk about the issue, however, and I said, quote, we both knew that this was a decision that only the president could make, end quote. This is a decision that only the president can make? I didn't know we lived in a dictatorship. How about the rest of us? This clown, this little boy of a nothing man, the only decision that a president can make to slaughter a million people, kill several thousand of our troops, maim them, and how many, what is it, 22 people, for veterans, people in the military committing suicide each day, which should be a headline story, and we got a little clown, a freak of a boy, George W. Bush, saying that. Yeah, only a president can make this decision. And then the father says to him, you know how tough war is, son. No, he doesn't know how tough war is. This guy got a draft deferment during Vietnam and was on Easy Street in Texas playing fly boy. So he doesn't know how tough war is. So I'm mentioning this, Luann, because what this program is going to do is empower we the people so we live with dignity and respect rather than die at the hands of other people that are running and ruining our lives. So what you have said is really, really important. And I really want the people to know, because the passion of you comes out so strongly. Tell us more about yourself.
Well, as I said, I've been a nurse for 38 years. The first half of my career, I ran the adult medical units at Long Island Jewish Medical Center out in New Hyde Park. I oversaw oncology, so I was deeply entrenched in the indoctrination of conventional medicine, adult medicine, gerontology, neurology, EKG and phlebotomy team. So I'm very, very well versed in the politics of medicine. And I had seen this clown, Gary Null, get up and speak one day. And I thought, well, who died and left this guy in charge? And yet he spoke of things that I always wanted to say, but I was afraid to because of the environment that I was in. I wasn't allowed to speak truth. I was allowed to follow the rules in order to get my benefits, my six-figure salary, and all the other perks that came with an administrative job. So I was your quintessential workaholic. I did have chronic fatigue syndrome, so I drank 13 cups of coffee a day. You heard me right, 13 cups. And I had a horrible diet. I just ate to fill my stomach, and I suffered with acne, and so they put me on lots of antibiotics for free, you know. I was an administrator. And so I developed very severe candida. And anyone that's had yeast infections, you know how difficult it is. You end up becoming pre-diabetic. So quite frankly, when I first met Gary, I was a hot mess. I was just very toxic, but I was very full of righteousness. I was very defensive about my paradigm that I was deeply indoctrinated and entrenched in. And then when I got my big diagnosis, my precancerous cells in my breast began to turn malignant. That's when I met Gary. null, and that's when I stepped back and I said, I am not going to become a statistic on my own unit. I know what they want me to do, and I'm not going to do it. That's when I engulfed myself in integrative and alternative medicine, in self-empowerment, in confidence building, and I stepped out of that paradigm. And, Gerald, it was the most terrifying thing I ever did. And I had support. I had information. I got myself credentialed. I fired myself, basically, gave myself a great severance package, and went on to get myself credentialed in integrative and alternative medicine. I became a health and wellness coach. I then went on to get my four-year degree in Chinese medicine. So I have a very broad background in this. I've worked very closely with the American Holistic Nurses Association. And now my passion, my work, I can't even call it work because I love it so much, and we can love all work, is helping people to be their absolute very best on whatever level that is. Now, since I met Gary Null, he actually helped me to train to be an athlete. And shortly, about 3 or 4 years after I met him, I began competing in track and field. And a couple of years ago, I actually did the world meet in San Sebastian, Spain, and brought home the silver medal for Team USA. Who'd have thunk? And I'm not a young woman.
Bravo. How heart-touching. It's really beautiful. And
yeah,
that's what
that's
wonderful. Well, keep going on. Tell us more.
Well, I mean, so now my work, I do a lot of public speaking. I speak all over the country. I love my work now because now I'm promoting wellness. I'm promoting health. I want them to recognize their warrior energy, but to also understand the beauty of the authentic self being able to connect with the rest of the world in a meaningful way, not just a superficial way. And the work that you share with us, Gerald, is the kind of information that people need. It's that slap upside the head. It's that oh my God moment where people kind of snap out of it and they realize they've been living a lie. When I realized that I was supporting a paradigm, a whole system. The whole system, in my opinion, of healthcare is like a cancer that's just metastasizing. And the more you feed it, the more it metastasizes. It's the microcosm, the day-to-day stuff, is a mirror of the macrocosm. When you look at an atom, an electron, it's the same system as our solar system. There are patterns here. So when you recognize the patterns, and you're able to pull back and say, do I want to become a part of that, or do I want to create a whole new pattern? Do I want to be part of something that's more universal, that's really rooted in truth and not just in indoctrination? So that's the stuff that we're going to be doing at this retreat. It's not going to be for the faint-hearted. This retreat is going to be for people that are ready to break free. They're ready to break loose and really start living their life the way they want to, with the support and the information and the passion that they want and they need. So I want people to call if they're interested. Call 845-331-3500, 845-331-3500, extension 103.
Well, thank you so much. You know, and you said so many things, you know, about bringing out the warrior energy and the authentic self. I mean, just those two phrases, the warrior energy and the authentic self, because what is it about really in the end? It's about self-respect and courage. You know, there was a study that I read of the findings of that critical care nurses, and you're having been in the system, you probably know this much better than I do, that people on their deathbeds, their greatest regret by the vast majority is that they've never lived their lives the way they thought they could have. And they sold out at different levels. And as you were saying, you know, you were in the system, and so was I, by the way. I was in the political system for just long enough to get out. And so you find the truth within yourself, and you say, I'm not going to do this anymore. And as you left a high paying job, so did I. I was the chief government affairs specialist for the chemical industry in D.C. in the 70s. And I was also the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate, and on, you know. But again, you know, you find that warrior energy and the authentic self. You can't live the lie anymore. And it's not only not living the lie. The thing I have to say, Luann, what is on my mind the most, and again, going back to how we saw the facts are there for everybody to read, how you saw a little sick man like Dick Cheney. The Marvel comic books could not have created a more sinister looking character. When the guy snarls, snares, and smiles, he looks the same. I mean, he's right out of, you know, right off the front page cover. How could we let a man like him run and ruin our lives? So I keep asking myself, it's not only the United States. It's Hollande in France. It's Renzi in Italy. It's Cameron in the UK. It's one after another. How could so many people let so few run and ruin their lives when they would never, never tolerate that in a personal relationship, a business relationship? I mean, I've been in bars where a guy gives another guy a dirty look and a fight breaks out. But yet, they'll let these people run and ruin their lives. What is it in the human spirit that lets that happen, and how can we change that?
I'll tell you, Gerald, we have been conditioned to live in fear. Every employee of every corporation, they're conditioned to believe that they're lucky to have a job today, and you better just shut up and get your flu shot. That's what we're conditioned to do. We live in fear, so we just say, all right, whatever you say, whatever you say. Fortunately, there are groups of people that are breaking out of that. I've always said that if people developed higher levels of self-esteem, I'm not talking about self-centeredness and selfishness, I'm talking about high levels of self-esteem, high levels of self-confidence, they would not allow this to happen. But we've been dumbed down. I'm part of the generation from, I was born in the 50s, and I was part of that generation that just was at the beginning of the dumbed down. All the people that were protesting in the 60s and the 70s, that's all great. And they all ended up going into corporate America, and they just shut up and played the game so they could get their pensions and die quietly. Well, there's a whole new group of people that are emerging. These are the people we're looking for. These are the people that we want to come to this retreat. Because when you're around like-minded people and you feel good about who you are, no matter what anybody else thinks, everything changes. Everything changes. Every facet of your life, from what you choose to put in your mouth to who you choose to hang around with to what information you choose to bring into your life and what information you choose not to allow into your life, what people you don't allow in your life, what foods and things that distract you from health, you don't allow that stuff into your life anymore. That's the kind of people we're looking for this retreat. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We've never had anything like this happen before. It is going to be an absolute honor for me to be there to offer health counseling to people, and I'm talking about real-time practical health care. I'm not talking about the way we've been deluded into believing what health is and what health isn't. So I want you to call 845-331-3500, extension 103. That's 845-331-3500, extension 103.
You know, you said higher levels of self-esteem. And again, you look at the people that are running the show. How can anybody with any level of self-esteem look up to them? And there's this great quote by Samuel Adams that I repeat and repeat and repeat. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, and of course women, and men, you know, using the general term at the time. And that's all it takes. There are more of us than them. There's only a handful of them. And, you know, I used to use the term like-minded. Now I use more of the term open-minded, because that's what it is. It's in the sense that when you have an open mind, you're receptive. And that's what this group is, open-minded people. So when I go to a conference and it's about people that think in terms of economics in a similar way that I do, or politics, they have open minds. And this is an open-minded retreat where we're going to give specifics, action plans, and how to do what, when, and where. And then you decide how to do it, because the future is in your hands. As my father, may his soul rest in peace, he used to say to me every time I was shooting my mouth off, he'd say in Italian, Papagallo, stop repeating what everybody else is saying and think for yourself. And so I learned that before I open my mouth, I better have the facts. And that's what this meeting is going to be about. The facts, action plans. And when you leave, it's going to be about thinking for yourself and working together. Because if we don't change it, they're going to change it for us. And I wasn't put on this planet to follow anybody else's trip, man. You know, I don't tell other people what to do. I don't want anybody telling me what to do. So this retreat is unique. And with people like Luann there and others, you're going to have an experience like you're never going to have anywhere else at any other time. It's a once in a lifetime. So please, if you want more information, to register, call 845-331-3500, extension 103. And Luann, please, some final thoughts.
Well, I do want to stress to everyone that we can only take a limited amount of people. This isn't, I know you have a lot of people in your audience from all over the world. It's a very limited amount of people that we can take to this event site. So it's a first-come, first-served basis, and I am just so looking forward to being there with you and everyone else, all the other speakers that you're going to be having. I can't wait. It's going to be great.
I can't wait either. No, this is going to be something else. And boy, I can't wait to meet you. Your energy, knowledge, and passion is it's spectacular. And what you're going to be providing the people with, they're not going to be able to find anywhere else. And, you know, by the way, I have an honorary doctorate in complementary and integrative medicine from the National University of Health Sciences. For the work that I've done over the year as well. So, but I don't come close to what you're doing. You know, mine's only honorary, but I appreciate it and understand it and try to live it the best I can. And when you talk about meditation, you know, grounding your energy, you know, to me, I meditate every morning, first thing I do, you know, to stop the movie. You know, everybody has their own movie going on. And if you have that movie going on and don't have time for anything else to come into it, you're trapped into it. So this is going to be a spectacular event at so many different levels, mind, body, and spirit in the truest, truest sense. So thank you very much, Luann. I can't wait to meet you and all you other people down in Naples, Florida. And we'll see you next week. This is Gerald Celente, and that's some of the trends this week.